Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
This is the show where I bring you the best tips, tactics, and strategies for using paid traffic to grow your business on autopilot. You also hear what's working and not working right now from the top minds in online marketing so that you can get more leads and sales every day without having to empty your wallet in the process. All right, let's jump into it. Welcome back to the Art of Paid Traffic podcast, everybody. Rick Mulready here. This is episode number 138. Thanks a lot for coming to hang out with me today. I really appreciate it. Hope this finds you well, whatever you're up to today. On today's show, I want to cover the Facebook ad objective, specifically what's the difference between each of the objectives, which one to choose, how to use them, what they mean in your Facebook ad campaign, as well as some exceptions that you might want to make when it comes to choosing your ad objective. And I did talk about Facebook ad objectives back on episode 110, but I still get a ton of questions every week about this topic. And the objectives have actually changed and consolidated since then. So we are going to dive headfirst into the Facebook ad objective today. Also, I have a couple of announcements for you. One is a brand new feature that Facebook is rolling out. And then the other announcement is an announcement for me, which I'll tell you about more in a second, which I'm really excited about. So as far as the brand new feature that Facebook is gradually rolling out, I say gradually. So this episode is coming out in late May, and it just started rolling out at about May 18th. And they're gradually rolling this new feature out, as they do with all new features. And it's really relevant to what we're talking about here today with better understanding the Facebook ad objectives. So here's what the new feature is. When you launch a campaign with the conversions objective and you've selected the conversion that you want to optimize for at the ad set level, remember, when we select our conversions objective, then when we're setting up our ad, the first thing we need to do at the ad set level is choose the conversion that we want Facebook to optimize that campaign for. Meaning, we're telling Facebook we want more of these conversions, whatever that is, opt-in, registration, or whatever. So if your ad set isn't getting many conversions right after it starts running, delivery of that ad might be limited. And the reason for that is because the pixel, your Facebook pixel, isn't getting enough data to learn who is converting on your ads. Remember, when your objective is conversions, the pixel needs like 15 to 25 conversions per week, which is enough data to begin learning who is converting on Facebook there. Okay, so it needs that 15 to 25 conversions per week. And when you're not getting that many conversions, when it's slow out of the gates, if you will, that's where this new feature kind of kicks in. Okay, so what this new feature is going to do is you're going to have the option to improve delivery right after your ad starts. Okay, so what you're going to do is you're going to be able to allow an ad set to temporarily fall back to where it's optimized for clicks. Okay. Remember, the objective here is conversions, and thus it's being optimized for a specific conversion like opt-ins or registrations, not traffic, not clicks to that landing page. It's being optimized for conversions. And so what this new feature is you can set it so that if the conversions come out slow out of the gates, you've started your ad and you're not getting many conversions, you're going to be able to allow the ad set to temporarily fall back to click optimization. Okay. And you'll be able to do that if Facebook doesn't have enough conversion data to optimize for that conversion event on the Facebook pixel that you have set up to be optimized for. Okay. And then what will happen is delivery will then be boosted by optimizing for link clicks in the initial stages of the ad set if that ad set is under delivering. Okay. So, and there's going to be two options that you can choose from. One's called standard and one is called extended. So let me explain each one of these here for you. And this might make, hopefully this makes more sense. So with the standard option, this option sets, I'm actually reading this right from Facebook here for you that they reached out to me about. This option sets a strict endpoint for when Facebook will stop optimizing for link clicks. And that is either after 15 to 25 conversions. So once you get those 15 to 25 conversions on your pixel, it'll go back to optimizing for conversions, or 1,000 link clicks, or 7 days, whichever comes first. So let me reread that again. This is the standard option. This option sets a strict endpoint for when Facebook will stop optimizing for clicks after 15 to 25 conversions, 1,000 link clicks, or 7 days, whichever comes first. Okay. If you reach any of those things, optimization for the link click is going to end. From then on, the system will only optimize for conversions, meaning, I should say, even if that means the system can't find enough of more conversions and the ad set stops delivering before the ad budget is spent. Okay. Or the other option is called the extended option. And this option optimizes for link clicks and conversions until the ad set captures 15 to 25 conversions or the budget is spent. Okay. If the ad set does not capture those 15 to 25 conversions, the full budget may very well be spent on many link clicks and few conversions. So let me kind of sum this up. So I realize it might be a little bit confusing. Basically, Facebook is setting up, the algorithm is now setting you up even more so to succeed. I mean, what we're going to be talking about here today, we've talked about it a ton here on the podcast, is that the algorithm, Facebook does want you to succeed, because what happens when we have successful Facebook ads is we spend more money, right? So this is another sort of iteration, a new feature that Facebook is rolling out, so that if your goal is conversions and you've set the objective of conversions and you're not getting many conversions out of the gates, meaning you're not giving the Facebook pixel, which you have to use to track those conversions, you're not giving that very much data. So Facebook is now saying, well, we'll give you the option to temporarily fall back to optimizing for clicks. Okay. So if we wanted to normally do clicks, we would do the traffic objective. And so this is helpful. This is driving more traffic to your landing page if you're not getting very many conversions out of the gates. And it's going to do that. It's going to take care of this for you. And then you'll just have those two options to choose from, standard option or extended option. Okay. So we'll be talking more about this, but I'm really excited about this. I think this is really cool stuff. And I think this is a really good new feature. So be on the lookout for it in your Power Editor and your Ads Manager. As I mentioned, Facebook started rolling this out around May 18th or so. Also, with the second announcement, it's an announcement from me. I'm really excited to let you know about a brand new coaching program that I put together. It's called Advantage Plus. So Advantage Plus is an application-only 12-month coaching program, which is going to begin this July, July 2017. And here's what it includes in this 12-month coaching program. One group video coaching call with me each month. We're going to do this face-to-face on Zoom. A bonus group coaching call each month with a subject matter expert that I set up. Two 2-day group live events in San Diego with me. A ticket to attend both of my FBA Live workshops, which are multi-day teaching and a hands-on implementation here in San Diego, as well as a private Facebook group community. I am really excited about this, and my forming this is a result of getting asked so much for more coaching and more access. So Advantage Plus is for you if you're looking for an accelerated path in growing your business and you think accountability, community and support is going to be helpful to you. You're going to love this group if that's you. Like I mentioned, this is an application-only coaching program. So if you'd like to learn more and apply, you can just visit rickmulready.com/plus. That's rickmulready.com/PLUS. All right, let's get into starting to talk about the objectives, okay? So the first thing to understand is that Facebook breaks these objectives up into sort of three categories: awareness, consideration, and conversions, okay? In the awareness section, it's brand awareness and reach. In the consideration section, it's traffic, engagement, app installs, video views, and lead generation. And then in the conversion section, it's conversions, product catalog sales, and store visits. Now, your objectives might look a little bit different, but Facebook is sort of consolidated down to these objectives over the last little while, okay? And so what each one of these categories is about, so awareness is, these are objectives that generate interest in your product or your service. So this is sort of top of the funnel, if you will. And then we have consideration as we're moving further down the funnel. And the consideration objectives, these are ones that get people to start thinking about your business and look for more information about it. Okay. And then conversions, which is more bottom of the funnel. These are objectives that encourage people interested in your business to purchase or download, use your product or service, that sort of thing. So that's when we want to get people to opt in or register. Okay. So let's start breaking down what each one of these objectives is and what they're all about here. Okay. This is one of those things where a lot of people are confused, especially when it comes to what we're going to talk about here in a second. Like, when to use video views, when to use lead generation, when do I use conversions, when do I use traffic, when might I use engagement, that sort of thing. So let's first start, you know, before we get into when might we use these things, let's get into what each one of these means, okay? So starting in the awareness section or column, if you will, we start with brand awareness. And basically what that means is you're essentially increasing awareness for your brand by reaching people who are more likely to be interested in it. Okay, Rick, what the heck does that mean? Well, Facebook, as we know, tracks everything that's going on the Facebook platform. Okay, so Facebook has this data from all the tons of brand campaigns that have been run and are running on Facebook. And they've analyzed that the longer someone spends with an ad, the more likely they are to remember it. Okay, so if all you're trying to do is get your ad in front of people, as many people as possible within your target audience who are likely to be interested in it, brand aware, and you're not worried about a click or necessarily or a conversion, then brand awareness might be an objective that you want to think about. The second objective in the awareness section is reach. And that simply means show your ad to the most number of people in your audience. That's it. I want to show my ad to as many people in my audience as possible. Okay, so that's awareness, brand awareness and reach. Those are the two objectives within the awareness category. Then we move over to the middle part of our funnel, if you will, and into the consideration section. Okay, so that's where we have traffic, engagement, app installs, video views, and lead generation. So let's start with traffic. And that's where your goal is to get people to click on your ad and go to your landing page or your website or your app, etc. So you'd want to use this if your goal is to get people to, all you want people to do is simply click on your ad to go to your landing page. So Facebook is showing your ad to those people in your target audience who are most likely to click on your ad. Remember, Facebook has all of this data about user actions on Facebook, okay? And so that's what goes into the algorithm here, and that's why choosing the objective that most aligns with your goal is most important, okay? So that's what we're really looking at here, is you want to be choosing your objective that most aligns with what you're trying to achieve in your campaign. And we're going to talk more about that here in just a second. The second objective in the consideration section is engagement, okay? So that's when you're looking for more post engagements, meaning like page likes, comments and shares, and if you're doing events or event responses or running an offer or something like that, okay? So if you're looking to get more people engaging with your post, and again, you don't necessarily want them to click to a landing page or anything like that, then engagement would be the objective that you want to choose for that. Next one is app installs. So if you have an app, this is the objective where you're going to send people to an app store where they can download your app. pretty basic there, pretty straightforward. Video views is simply to get more people to view your video content. So if you have a Facebook video ad and all you really care about, all you're trying to do is get that video ad in front of as many people as possible to get them to see it, you don't necessarily care about them clicking on your ad or converting, then video views would be the objective that you want to do. So for example, this is sort of your awareness objective for video ads. Okay, so that's video views. And the last one here in consideration is lead generation. Lead generation, this is a lead ad. Okay, this is a big point of confusion for a lot of people. It's like, well, I do want to generate leads. Like, I want people to opt in to get my download or register for my webinar or event or whatever it is. So they see lead generation and they automatically think, oh, yeah, that's what I want. And so with the lead ad, that's where you can set the fields that you want. And when somebody clicks on your ad, it opens up an experience right within the ad with the fields that you chose. So when I say field, meaning like first name and email address, and you can have other ones in there as well, like phone number and all this other stuff. So you can set up the different fields that you're requesting, what kind of information that you want to request. All right. So that is the lead ad. And then also when they click on your ad, it auto populates with their Facebook information for whatever fields that you're asking for. So if you're asking for your first name and their email address, it will auto populate that from their Facebook account information. Okay. Sounds cool, right? Well, it is, but there's a few caveats here that I want to make sure that you're aware of. If you are going to do a lead ad, you want to make sure that you're using some form of third-party tool that automatically brings those email addresses that you're collecting from Facebook into your email CRM. So if you don't do that and somebody opts in to your lead ad, that information is going to sit in Facebook until you go manually download it. And if you opt in for something or register for something, when do you want it? Well, we want it immediately, right? So if it's 9 a.m. in the morning and I opt into a lead ad and I don't get whatever I'm opting in for until, let's just say, 24 hours later, that's a really, really bad user experience. And so that's a big caveat. If you're going to test out lead ads, make sure that you've got some way to get those leads automatically into your email CRM. And there's different things out there like SyncSumo, or you can do it with Zapier. If you're using Adespresso, Adespresso will do it. You know, you can do it with Infusionsoft with plugins and stuff like that. So it is a little bit more advanced, meaning like you do have to connect that third-party tool to make sure that that automaticness of the lead coming from Facebook into your email CRM is happening. Okay, so moving on to conversions, this is the third section. This is the bottom of the funnel, if you will, where it has the conversions objectives. And the first one is conversions. And so when your goal is to get people to convert on your landing page, meaning opt in, register, buy, okay, this is where you'd want to choose conversions as your objective. Okay, and I wouldn't use this if you are selling a high-priced product or service. So we're going to talk more about that in just a second. So this is going to be under one of the exceptions here that we talk about. So again, conversions, when your goal is to get people to convert on your landing page, meaning opt in, register, or purchase, then conversions is the objective that you'd want to test. Okay. And the caveat there, which we'll talk more about in a second, is if you're sending your ad directly to a sale and it's a higher priced product or service, I would use a different objective there. And we'll talk more about that. The next objective in the conversion section is product catalog sales. So if you've got physical products, you're doing like e-commerce, okay? So you can create ads that automatically show products from your product catalog based on the target audience that you are reaching. So you'd be uploading your product catalog into Facebook, and then you could use the product catalog sales objective for your campaign. And then the final objective is store visits. So this is if you are a brick and mortar business and you've got multiple business locations, store visits will allow you to promote your multiple business locations to people who are close to your brick and mortar locations. Okay. So we've just gone through the awareness, consideration, and conversions objectives. Okay. So let's talk about when to use each of these objectives. Well, the first thing to understand, and the first thing that you really like, I want you to start thinking about when you're figuring out what objective to use is, as I mentioned before, use the objective that most aligns with your goal. Okay. So if your goal is to, okay, I want to get people to register for my webinar, then conversions would be the objective that you'd first want to test out for that. Okay. Or if you're driving people from your ad to get people to opt in to a free PDF download or something like that, or a video series or whatever it might be, then conversions would be your objective. And this is exactly why you need to do the upfront work of being crystal clear on why you're running Facebook ads in the first place. What is your goal? What are you trying to achieve? And I talk about this all the time here on the podcast. And especially, unfortunately, as critical a step as this is, meaning the work that you've got to do upfront and being clear on what you're trying to achieve with your Facebook ads, who you're trying to reach, who's your target audience, what's the offer going to be, that sort of thing. You know, this is the work that most people don't want to do. Yet, clarity around this before you even go into Power Editor or Ads Manager to set up your ads, that is what's going to set you up for success with your Facebook ads. And, you know, for you, if you do this, or I should say when you do this, most people don't do this. So it sets you apart from most of the people doing Facebook ads. Okay. And I did talk about this back on episode 109, which is called The Critical Work Needed for Successful Facebook Ads. I talk all about this sort of pre-work that is needed when you're going into setting up your Facebook ads. So when you're clear on what the goal of your campaign is, that's when you can select the objective that aligns with it. Okay. So again, if your goal is to get people to opt in for like a free download or register for a webinar or an event, I'd go with conversions as your objective. You can also test lead ads like we just talked about, but again, make sure you're using a third-party tool to ensure those leads are automatically getting sent from Facebook into your email CRM. Okay. Let's look at another example. If your goal is to send people to a piece of content like a blog post or a video or a podcast episode, whatever it is, so that you can build an audience that you can then retarget to, well, your objective on that initial campaign where you're trying to drive people from the Facebook ad to that piece of content, well, the objective would be traffic. Okay. And then in the second campaign, in the retargeting campaign, so you're retargeting people who went to that piece of content and didn't opt in when they were on that page. Well, then that second objective in the retargeting campaign would be conversions, because then you're retargeting them with some sort of offer, whether it's an opt-in or whether it's an inexpensive sale or something like that. Okay. Another example, if you're running a video ad with the intention of building engagement audiences so that you can then retarget those viewers of your video with a special offer, like I just mentioned, I'd still recommend going with the objective that aligns with wherever you're sending traffic. Okay. So for example, a lot of people get confused with the video. They think, all right, I have a video ad, I see video views as an objective, so I have to do that. Well, again, if your goal is to simply get as many people to see the video as possible, you don't really care if they click or convert, okay? And your real intention there is to build engagement audiences, again, create those engagement audiences so that you can retarget. Well, then yes, I would test video views as your objective. But if you're using a video where you're trying to drive people to your landing page to get them to convert, then I would still do conversions as the objective, even though you're using video. Okay. And so again, you can always, whenever you're doing video like that or Facebook Lives or whatever, you can be building those, you should definitely be building those engagement audiences of viewers of your video so that you can then turn around and retarget them. Okay. So now let's talk about some exceptions. All right. There's always going to be exceptions and different things to test out when it comes to choosing your objective. So for example, if you're a local business and you're simply trying to reach as many people in your small market, even though you really truly might be trying to get them to download a coupon or a special offer, then you might want to consider trying the reach objective, because that sets you up to reach as many people as possible in your small market. Remember, when we choose an objective, we're essentially telling Facebook, in so many words here, show my ad to as many people in my target audience who are most likely to do this action. So convert or click on my ad or view my video, that sort of thing. Okay. So if I'm a small business and I'm trying to reach as many people in my very small market, well, if I use a conversions objective, so I'm lowering the potential reach of my audience size. Let's just say my audience size is 5,000 people in my small market. Well, if I use conversions as my objective, now that 5,000 number might come down to, say, 2,000, and it's a really small audience. Whereas I might want to consider using the reach objective, because that will set me up to reach as many of those 5,000 people as possible. Okay. Another example of where I might use this reach objective is if you're retargeting a small yet targeted audience, okay? You also might want to use reach as your objective for the same reason that we just talked about. You want to get your ad in front of as many of those people as possible. Because again, this is a warmer audience because you're retargeting them. You might want to test reach as your objective to reach as many of those people as possible. So another exception might be where you're sending traffic to a sales page, as I mentioned earlier, and you're selling a higher priced product or service. Okay. Even though your goal is to have people convert, like you want them to buy, I'd recommend using traffic as your objective. This is because when you're using the conversions objective, again, you need to tell Facebook what conversion that you want to optimize for. Okay. And remember that when we're using the conversions objective, the Facebook pixel is used to track those conversions. And this is kind of what we're talking about at the very top of the show with this new feature that Facebook is rolling out. So the pixel is optimizing, meaning it's learning and getting smarter as you get conversions so that it can find you more of those people who are converting. So if you're sending people from your ad directly to a higher priced product or service, you're likely not going to have a high percentage of those people converting, right? Because it's a higher price ticket item. Thus, I would go with traffic as your objective to simply drive people to your sales page. Okay. And I would say, even if I'm doing retargeting, for example, if I'm retargeting people and trying to get them over to my sales page, I would probably go with traffic as that objective, because let's just say it's a higher priced course or a service that you have, then again, you want to just get as many people as there as possible, because the percentage of people who might be converting on that sales page is going to be low. Okay. And again, when our objective is conversions, we're trying to get that pixel as much data as possible, as quickly as possible. And we're trying to get that in that 15 to 25 conversions a week. And this is not an episode about pixels, so I want to stay on objectives here. Okay. So that's with the exceptions there. So let me just kind of recap the exceptions. They're going back up to my notes here. Okay. So if you're a local business and you're trying to reach a small market, even though you might be like truly wanting to get people to convert, then you might want to test out reach as your objective so that you can set up your ad to reach as many of those people as possible. Same thing if you're retargeting a small yet targeted audience, you might also want to consider reach as your objective. Another exception is going to be, as I just talked about, sending traffic to a sales page directly from your ad where you are selling a higher priced product or service. Okay. That case, I would use traffic as your objective. Okay. Now, also at the ad set level, you know that when you're setting up your ads, you've got the optimization and delivery section. And the default settings here are affected by the objective that you choose. For example, if your objective is conversions, you'll notice that the optimization for ad delivery field, that defaults to conversions. Okay. Meaning Facebook is saying, okay, your objective is conversions. We're going to optimize your ad delivery for conversions, meaning we're going to try to get you as many conversions as possible. Likewise, if you've chosen, say, like the traffic objective, the default optimization for ad delivery is going to be link clicks. Okay. So what does all this mean? Well, this is how Facebook looks at how you're setting up your campaign to try to get you more of whatever you are saying. So again, if your objective is conversions, then you're optimizing for ad delivery for conversions. And this all goes back into, like, to try to simplify it for you, you're telling Facebook, show my ad to as many people in my target audience who are most likely to take this action. So again, if it's conversions, then people who are likely to convert. If I'm trying to drive traffic, it's people who are likely to click on my ad. And I do recommend going with the default option, which is what we normally do. Like, for example, optimizing for conversions. So when you get to that optimization and delivery section, I do recommend going with the default options. Unless you're really, really advanced and you've got your numbers like really, really dialed in, then you might want to consider not going with the default options and testing some different things there. But for most people, and this is what we do in my business, is that we go with that default option in that optimization and delivery section. And the reason for that is when you do that, you're letting Facebook's algorithm, which has gotten very advanced and much, much smarter, you're letting the algorithm do the work for you. Okay. And as I talked about before, the bottom line here is that Facebook's algorithm is set up to help you get the results that you want for the lowest cost. Remember, after all, when you have success with your Facebook ads, what are you going to do? You're going to spend more money. Okay. So sort of to kind of sum all this up, the really, if you do the work up front, you're very clear on what you're trying to achieve with your campaign, choose the objective that aligns with what you're trying to achieve. Okay. And then, of course, as I mentioned, you do have a few exceptions that you can test out. And of course, that's the key word here. This is all about testing. The key is to test to see where you're getting the best results. You know, with any kind of your paid traffic, it's all about testing. So I hope this was helpful for you in better understanding Facebook ad objectives and provide some clarity around which one to choose. I'll definitely have some more information over on the show notes page talking more about what we're talking about here. So that if you'd rather read it, you can take a look at it. That's going to be the show notes are over at rickmulready.com/138. Now, also, as I mentioned at the top of the show, if you're interested in learning more and applying to be part of my brand new coaching program, Advantage Plus, just go to rickmulready.com/plus, rickmulready.com/PLUS. Also, please share this episode with anyone that you think can benefit from getting more clarity around objectives. Like I said, I get questions about this all the time. And so there's a lot of people out there who can benefit from this information. If you're listening to the show in the podcast app on your iPhone, you can click those three little dots in the bottom right hand corner and select share episode. Or maybe you're listening on the Overcast app. There is a share icon in the upper right hand corner. So really appreciate you supporting the show in that way. Well, we are at the end of the episode here, folks. Thank you so much for listening to today. Really appreciate it. I've got more great content coming your way in next week's episode. So until then, my friends, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Do you want to avoid the seven biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the seven mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link and you can go download it right now for free.